spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Five U.S. Army service members are now in the hospital after a gunman opened fire at Fort Stewart in Georgia.
Mutual aid request for a gunshot wound. Fort Stewart.
Dispatch audio from Broadcastify shows the situation playing out just after 11 a.m. local time. The suspect, a male soldier, is now in custody, and a lockdown at the post has been lifted, which means authorities next have to figure out what led to the shooting, says ABC News contributor and former NYPD chief of detectives Robert Boyce.
It's a rarity, that's for sure. I mean, there's all kinds of military police there as well. So you don't really see this. This is unusual, but it has happened before. And now you're trying to figure out exactly what spurred this. We don't know.
The White House now says President Trump has been briefed on the incident at Fort Stewart, and Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal agents are coordinating. This is ABC News. This afternoon, President Trump is expected to announce that tech company Apple will invest $100 billion in the U.S. That's in addition to the $500 billion the iPhone maker committed to domestic manufacturing earlier this year. Trump also now says India will face a 25% tariff for buying Russian oil, bringing the tax rate that country is currently facing on American imports to 50%. Protests continue in Israel, where we find ABC's Ian Pannell.
No hostage has been released since Israel broke off from the ceasefire agreement back in March. It instituted this blockade of all food aid and medicine, and that didn't apply the pressure that they wanted on Hamas. And the reality on the ground is that the troops are not really moving further. They're still finding tunnels. They're still going after Hamas targets.
More than 2,000 firefighters in France battling a wildfire bigger than Paris. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. For more than 50 years, it's been a sentinel along the shore. The USS Cobia is a living reminder of Manitowoc's submarine legacy. Here, between 1941 and 1945, 28 submarines were born in the heart of the war effort. While the Cobia itself was built in Connecticut, it shares its design with those crafted in Manitowoc. It's been a National Historic Landmark since 1986. The USS Cobia is a living monument, open to tours and even to sleepovers, but everyday wear and tear has taken its toll. A torpedo tube is missing its door. Zebra and quagga mussels, invasive species, have built up on the bottom. The whole vessel needs a fresh coat of paint. So next month, the USS Cobia will head to Sturgeon Bay, where it'll get its first restoration in nearly three decades. Alexandria Bowley grew up with the sub on the shoreline. She's now a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum, the sub's permanent home.
So the boat will be on stilts, and they will be able to get completely underneath, so that way they're able to get, for example, all of the mussels off of the bottom.
About a third of the cost of the dry dock is covered by Wisconsin taxpayers. The new state budget, signed into law last month, allocates $500,000 for it. The USS Cobia will leave home next month on September 4th. It'll take 11 hours to tug it to Sturgeon Bay, and there it'll be put on stilts and dry docked by professionals at Fincantieri Bay Shipbuilding. The restoration could take up to 6 weeks. In that time, Manitowoc will be missing a part of its history along the coast. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
another Brewers victory.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. It turned out to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, it becomes warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rollo, currently 82 degrees.
WGBW. I keep on dancing.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. And keep on listening. We have all the timeless hits that you grew up with, that you love singing along with, and we keep you informed on the happenings right here in Titletown and all the surrounding area.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky.
In rap is silence.
WGBW.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what? There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So listen very carefully, closer now, and you will see what I mean. It isn't a dream. The only sound
talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I got, they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
The one who loves me.
What I feel is coming. it's all about.
WGBW. A great article in the Press Gazette talking about our new switcheroo with the Timeless Hits, your local news staying consistent. But Dan Marcus in the morning and Eric Westfall in the afternoon and me, Laura McKenna, right now. And then Pete Schwabba, you know him, you love him. He's still going to be on the air from 6 until 8 on 97.9 FM. Now, anybody who listened to me years and years ago, you may be tuning in and going, wow, you sound like you took up chain smoking. And I have not. I've never smoked a cigarette, but I was out a lot over the weekend. We had a garage sale, went to Bay Beach, did some yard work, and the air quality alerts are no joke. All of us were sounding hoarse. And now 3 days removed from the weekend, and I'm thinking, is this going to go away? What is happening here?
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I'm a traveling man and I
made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. If you're planning some end of summer travel, you can take us with you even if you're not close enough to tune us in on the dial at 97.9 FM. As long as you have the Civic Media app, we are great travel companions. I can't pack snacks for us for the road trip through the app, but you can always listen. And the app is free to download. It's the Civic Media app. That's all you need.
teen, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot.
Local news and timeless hits. It's WGBW, and we're going to have fun every day around this time. So if you're listening right now, I hope you'll listen every single day to 97.9 FM. My name is Laura McKenna. Thank you so much for being here. It is good to be back on the air in Green Bay, and I hope to see you every single day. And you're going to hear those timeless hits, of course. And you're also going to get caught up every half hour on what is happening in the area. Let's do it right now. Another local news update from the WGBW Newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Shally Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. The city of Green Bay will close portions of Cherry Street starting next Monday, and the closure will last for about 3 weeks. It's for a big plan called the Downtown Interceptors Renewal Project, which aims to replace pipes that date back to the 1930s deep underground. In total, the project will rehabilitate about 13,000 feet of sewer, and it'll cost around $29 million to do it. The project is expected to wrap up in late 2026. More and more sheriff's offices across Wisconsin are making deals with ICE. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. While 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office, now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them.
Almost all of the 13 sheriffs are in northeastern or central Wisconsin. The Brown County Sheriff has had an agreement since 2020, but Kewaunee County signed its agreement in June. News at the top and bottom of the hour. All day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, and chances for scattered drizzle. As a warm front pushes through the state, we become warm and muggy. Highs today reaching the mid-80s, and by tomorrow, the upper 80s. More showers and thunderstorms are expected overnight, with waves of them tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Rouleau. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Yeah.
all the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Like children, when we argue, fuss and fight, hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't know now,
you will never, never, never know.
You'll never, never, never know me. Hey, hey.
If you don't know,
if you don't
know,
if you don't know me,
you
baby. Our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. That is If You Don't Know Me By Now, which has many, many different takes. There was also the Patti LaBelle version, also the Simply Red version. How do you pick a favorite? I don't know.
I was born in Little Rock, had a childhood sweetheart. We were always hand in hand. I wore high-top shoes and chandelles. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her even then. You know my papa disapproved it. My mama booed it. But I told them time and time again. Don't you know I was made to love from a world all around her. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. She's been my inspiration. Showed appreciation.
happen so. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. It's cuckoo, cuckoo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa.
tumbling down, a tumbling down, tumbling down.
Local news and timeless hits on WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna, and you may have actually walked by our studios and not even realized that's where WGBW was located. If you're on the city deck on the Fox River and come through the alley, I mean, I guess it's not really an alley. An alley sounds so dark and it's not, but you know, that little walkway to get you to Washington Street. We are in the corner of the last building before you get to the main road and then, you know, cross the bridge and all that. But the north end of Washington Street, that's where we're located. That's where the WGBW newsroom is. And if you're walking by, yeah, look in the windows. If we can wave back to you, we will. We love that. It's like peering into zoo animals. Look at them in their natural habitat using their microphones. We will definitely wave back if we can.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
On 97.9 FM. Already time for me to pack back up this heavy purse of mine, which I know I need to red out, but you know, it's, I always say that and then I forget by the time I get home. Look at me. I made it through an entire show, did not break anything. Our engineer will be so excited because that's not how I started the day today. But I will see you back here tomorrow for a Thursday on WGBW. Have a great afternoon.
News, timeless hits. We're not here to recreate the past. We just want to play its soundtrack. 97.9 WGBW.
Just about it. painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play. About the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say.
I dig the mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A.
Bye.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Five soldiers in Georgia are currently being treated at hospitals near Savannah after a gunman opened fire at the largest army post east of the Mississippi, Fort Stewart.
Around 10:56 is when local law enforcement was alerted that there was an incident on the base, an active shooter situation, and the base was locked down about 8 minutes later at 11:04. Around 11:35 is when the base tells us that the shooter was apprehended, and then about 12:04 was when the lockdown was lifted.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. At least two of the victims are currently being treated at Memorial Health University Medical Center, a level one trauma center about an hour's drive from the base. That shooter, a military official tells ABC News, was a male soldier. President Trump and members of his cabinet have been briefed, and the FBI is offering assistance. Fort Stewart has scheduled a press conference about the shooting, set to happen about an hour from now. This is ABC News. A baby in Massachusetts has been fighting to survive with a suspected case of a rare tick-borne illness.